Lord. And we lift up our two hands to heaven, everyone. And let's give God thanks for what He has been doing in our lives since peace began. There is something that must have taken place in your life. Turn the glory to Him. Return the glory to Him. You don't thank God for the last, you are not qualified for the next. If light has broken through in any area of your life, because you are possessing your promised land from this feast, and you dare there for life, give God thanks and praise. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please help me sing, "All the glory must be to the Lord. All that we have seen and all that we still see, they are all the doings of the Lord. Marvelous, because God is the one at work. No man has capacity to do anything marvelous. This is the Lord's doing." The psalmist saying it's marvelous in our eyes. All our experiences as individuals, our experience as a commission, the testimonies of the Lord that we hear day and night, they are all the doings of the Lord. Please, let's worship Him 2 minutes. And let's acknowledge Him as the one behind all the others. Hallelujah.
All the glory must be to the Lord.
Greatest mysteries of the kingdom. The only way to sustain His blessings in our lives is never, never to share His glory. Never, never. Or it will be turned to shame. Never, never. It's a commandment. All of us in the kingdom. This commandment is to you, ye priests. And we have been redeemed as priests and kings to reign on the earth. If you hear and give glory to my name, said the Lord. If you don't hear, give glory to my name, said the Lord. I will cause your blessings. He said, I've caused them already. Because you did not hear, you did not hear your heart. It must come from the heart. But where you are, and where I am, and we are where we are, all by the grace of God. Amen. We must, of necessity, consciously, deliberately, always, ascribe the glory to God. One day, a man by name Nebuchadnezzar walked around the rooftop of his palace. This great kingdom which I have built by my might, the glory of my majesty. And while the word was still in his mouth, was turned to a beast. Nobody's glory here will be turned to grass. Many have seen the hand of God severally before the past, but they can't see it again. It's no longer there. It's no longer there. Because they mistook engracement for accomplishment. It's all of grace. No one can be any more than the grace of God makes available. So for His marvelous acts over these past 40 years, we return the glory, all of it, to Him in the name of Jesus. No doubt, something broke loose as you heard that first message. Am I correct? The future of seed is in being sown. Until it's sown, it has no future. It abides alone. Same position, same level, going in cycles. But when it's sown, it grows up, throws out great branches. The birds of the air come to make their nest in it. May the grace to stay dedicated till the end, when the master will come. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, speak to us again this time and move us forward by your word. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and please be seated. Access to the voice of the Lord is the master destroyer of doubts. It destroys doubts naturally, automatically. You can't hear from God and doubt it. When God speaks, the spirit of faith enters into the individual. And the spirit entered into me when he spoke unto me and set me upon my feet. Moved me into action, not into doubt. And the word I've spoken to you, they are spirit and they are life. The voice of the Lord is behind every statement of scriptures. My mouth, it has spoken it, and my spirit, it has gathered them. The Bible is God's dictation through men. And so shall my word be that proceeds out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. So the voice of the Lord is back of every statement of scriptures. I pray for everyone's access to the voice behind the word that will set you on your feet without looking back. With all the glory of the voice celebrated in Psalm 29, verse 3 to 9, the voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The Almighty thundereth. The voice of the Lord is upon many waters. And you know, if any man thirsty, come ye to the waters. Isaiah 54, verse 1. And so shall my word be. So the word is the water we're talking about. The voice of the Lord is upon his word. He thunders from it to destroy our doubt and impart us with the faith required to move into action. The voice is men on their feet to make the most of their journey in life. No one hears from God and doubt him. You can see that in Moses. Hey, take your shoes off your feet, for where you are is a holy ground. I've seen the affliction of my people. Direct. I mean, Moses forgot everything that was waiting for him to harass him in Egypt. And Moses didn't go to go and check first and come and carry his family. He went. He took his wife and his two sons. Oh yeah, let's go. He heard from God. Doubt died. Faith came alive. You can't hear from God and doubt him. You can't hear from God and doubt him. You can't hear from God and doubt him. Therefore, pray that every spiritual deafness be healed right now. Every time a voice comes through, supernatural breaks forth. Every time a voice comes through to a man, supernatural faith comes alive in him. And so Abraham departed. And an old man, he didn't know where he was going, but he was going to have God. He heard from God. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. No room for doubt. The Almighty tarried. Every form of doubt scattered by the voice of the Lord. You can't hear from God and doubt. Supernatural faith is a product of Rhema any day. We are part four of the subject operating in the reality of your promised land. Operating in the reality of your promised land. One of the core features of this land is supernatural prosperity. Supernatural prosperity. Prosperity has no match on the earth. It's a mystery of transparency of wealth. the covenant people. Operating in the reality of your promised land. Let's check from Deuteronomy chapter 8 and place this a bit. I'm beginning from verse 7. For the Lord thy God brings thee into a good land, a land of brooks of water, a fountains and depths that spring out of valleys and hills. A land of wheat and barley and vines and berries and pomegranates. A land of oil, olive and honey. A land wherein thou shalt eat bread without sickness. Thou shalt not lack anything in it. A land whose stones are iron. And out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. A land that is pregnant with treasures. Treasures. And when thou art eaten and art full, and thou shalt bless the Lord thy God, you better know that is coming for the good land which he has given thee. And beware lest thou forget the Lord thy God, in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes which I commanded this day. Lest when thou hast eaten and art full, and hast built goodly houses, and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flock multiply, and thy silver and gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast multiplied, my God. Then thy heart lifted up, say, God forbid. And thou hast the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. And thou will say, my strength and might has gotten me this way. Stop that! For thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is that giveth thee power to get wealth. So the promised land we're talking about is a land of empowerment for wealth. Empowerment for wealth. Empowerment for wealth. Empowerment for wealth. That he may establish his covenant, which is sworn unto thy fathers, as it is this day, is on his terms, not our terms. This covenant is defined on his terms, not our terms. That we may establish his covenant that is sworn to our fathers as it is this day. On his terms. So this picture shows that our prophetic promised land is a land that empowers for wealth. It's a land that empowers for wealth. Where a little one shall become a thousand, and one a strong nation. Men like nations rising. A land where you are empowered to possess nations greater than you. A land where the soul of which is thrust upon is given to you. A land where your fire shall be upon all the nations as you come through. You see, I think Abimelech went to make peace with Isaac. Because thou art mightier than us. And we have seen that God is with you. Please, don't overrun us. A land where individuals will be fed by nations. That's where God is bringing his people to. So we are not now where we are going. We are just beginning the journey. Now, the important thing is to now figure out what is it that entitles me to this level of empowerment. Glory to God. Thou shalt remember the Lord for it is that giveth thee power to get wealth on the basis of his covenant, not your ideology. on the basis of his covenant. The kind of word that turns into a dread to nation is coming your way. Just to be able to grab what it is. The blessedness of the voice of the Lord is that it empowers you to go into motion. It sets you on your feet. That's the difference. From the day he defined the covenant to me, I've never needed any encouragement, neither can I be discouraged. I value the voice. My son David, that's how he calls me. My prosperity plan is not a promise, so it does not answer to prayers, in case you're a prayer warrior. My prosperity plan is a promise. It has no respect for fasting. My prosperity plan is a promise. I mean, it's a covenant. And until your part is played, I am not committed. You can't confuse me. Clean God. You read that statement anywhere else under the sun, it's copied. I had it direct from God, not from any book, not from any tape. But what I say to one, I say to all. May you hate. Amen. It was a product of a three-day search in prayer and fasting and searching. Show me the secret of kingdom prosperity. March 22nd, 1982. Ashongai. Man. So, you better grab the terms of the covenant. If you want to change your position. And to be a partaker of this prosperity agenda of the time church. My God. The end time church is ordained a super wealthy church. You know why? Jesus will not return until the church is reigning. And the rich rules over the poor. It takes economic power to reign in this literal world. It means God is out to empower his people economically so they can take on nations. Can I hear you, amen? You won't miss your place in it. You won't miss your place in it. You will not miss your place in it. You will not miss your place in it. You will not miss your place in it. Many will soon become a mystery to their generation. And no disaster has what it takes to unravel a mystery. You have to come to us together. It's only in church. There is no medical disaster that can get out the devil oppressing anybody's health. No. Only Jesus. You are going somewhere. It is a land where we lay up gold as dust. And this gold of offering the stones of the brook. And the Lord will defend us against the wickedness of the wicked. He said, the Lord shall be thy defense, thou shalt have plenty of silver. Now, let's go. What is that law that the anchor of this covenant? He said, acquaint not thyself with God, and then you'll be at peace. Thereby shall good come unto you. Receive, I pray, thee the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in your heart. If you return to the Almighty, you shall be built up. You shall put iniquity. It doesn't require games. And you don't need games. You don't get blessed by being crooked. No. You get judged. You don't play games. You don't change books. You don't cheat your people. You don't cheat your business and out of business. That's not his prosperity. Amen. What is the law? God said. Why the earth remaineth? Seed time and harvest. And day and night, and summer and winter, and cold and heat shall not cease. God's abundance agenda responds to seed sown. We are told that but people understand that our level of understanding of what we do is what determines the outcome. In Matthew 13, verse 23, in the parable of the sower, Jesus was interpreting it and he said, but that which, he that received this seed into good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also brought or beareth fruit and bringeth forth some a hundredfold, some 60, and some 30. Now, they are all good ground. The only variable in that statement is understanding. So, the word delivers in our lives to the level of our spiritual understanding of it. The word delivers the level of our spiritual understanding of it. This has been grossly abused, but let me show you what it is. Oh no, God is Jehovah Jireh. So we never need any much man's support to be God. The thousand rams upon the thousand he's their heel. If you were hungry, will he have asked any of us not qualified to be consulted? The silver is mine and the gold is mine, said the Lord. We don't have a beggarly for God. We don't have people present God in a very shabby manner. We don't serve a beggar God, sir. The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof. Lord, another dwell therein. Of his fullness have we all received what we have. Of his fullness have we all received. Of his fullness have we all. Thou satisfied the desire of every living thing. That's the truth, sir. So we can't satisfy his agenda. We absolutely unqualified. But people will tell you that God needs God, it's a lie, sir. I have proved them, found them so. Up to anything is how to deliver. I had an encounter while in prayer. And the Lord said to me from Psalm 34 and verse 5, my son, two eyes. I said, yes, sir. Can you make one to look up and one to look down? I tried, it didn't work. Every time you are looking unto man, never can look unto me. But if you fix your eyes on me, you'll never be ashamed. So I can say like Paul the Apostle today, I know no man after the flesh. As for the things God is doing by his hand, in his place. There is not one human friends living or dead. No, people taught me quite a number of things. Thank God for the blessings that I achieved or obtained, those lessons that I learned and how I put them to work. Your level is changing finally. The earth bringeth fruit from the earth of her own. You are not struggling with it. Just keep at it. Just keep at it. And let's say this, sir. Every seed sown is a spirit transaction, not a donation. We need that mentality, sir. When growing up, tithes and offerings were seen as donations to keep those poor churches going. And because the concept is wrong, there is no evidence, there is no return, there is no result.
and joy to the poor. Lend that unto the Lord.
Transaction.
Glory at an altar, and God had a good supper in heaven.
Transaction. David reared an altar of sacrifice, 2 Samuel 24, 24 and 25, and the servant of it went to heaven, and God said, enough! Stop that man, said, don't destroy that place again. A voice came from heaven to Abraham, where he laid Isaac on the altar. Stop me! And the voice came a second time. So it was happening in heaven. It's not a banking system. It's not trade by barter. No. It's a spiritual transaction that guarantees supernatural returns. He said about tithing, prove me now. If I will not open you the window of heaven, you prove it. Him. Where is he? Heaven. Where is he opening the window? Heaven.
Hallelujah.
Now, in chapter 7 of Hebrews, he said, when you give your tithe, Christ receives them. Amen. It's not the ushers. It's not the church. It answers in heaven. That will strengthen faith that your seed is not a donation for a project. It's a spiritual transaction for your next level of breakthroughs. One day the Lord said to me, give me that car. And joy came out. You know, the voice of the Lord is safe. The voice. Blessed are they that hear the joy sound. If it's God, it doesn't depress people. Anything you hear that depresses you, you know from God. The voice of the Lord is a joyful sound. Psalm 89, verse 14. Blessed are they that hear the joyful sound. I told my wife, she said, praise the Lord. No stress, no strain. On my way home, he said, my son, David, even if you don't want to preach, it's too late. You know, I don't keep saying that it tells me. It's too late. Every seed sown is a spiritual transaction with heaven. You are changing level. So from now, you are not giving tithe to your church. In case you are a pastor. You are giving the tithe to Jesus. Hebrews 7, verse 1 to 8. He that die receives tithe. But there, he receives them. There, Jesus receives tithe. And here, man that die receives tithe. But there, he receives them of whom he said that he liveth. He receives them. So your tithe goes into the hand of Jesus. Who has the key of David? That opens and opens. Sure. When your cloud is full, opens the doors. He opens the windows. They're just flowing in a new realm. Somebody's story is changing. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Good understanding procures favor. But the way of the ignorant is hard. Understand this. A man that wanders away from the path of understanding, he shall abide in the congregation of the dead. Proverbs 21, verse 10. We need to come alive. Listen to me. If this insight has brought this ministry to this point in 40 years without any adjustment, my God, it will make anything happen in any man's life. God is up to anything his word says. When we plug into it, his integrity is committed to perform. No one here shall be stranded in this most colorful era we have just entered. The least concern in your life from this time onward will be finance. It will be of least
concern to you from this day forward. Finance will become a subject of least concern to your life, to your family, to business. Just know what it takes. Can I testify before the Lord? I've never entered anybody's house to ask for any material or financial help in 40 years. I've never pretended to be fasting because there's no food to eat. Sir, this God is real. This God is real. Walking in the light, put you in command in any subject matter, subject area of your life. Walking in the light. I'm blessed. Superfluously so. I'm blessed. Practical. Without apology. Without apology. Check it inside out. Neat. No corner corner. I don't owe anybody under heaven an answer to any question. There are questions of ignorance. Complete ignorance. I found this true before they went to school. So they are late comers. They don't understand what they're talking. Amen. Praise God. Did you get a testimony of 37,000 euros? Of someone who was to be caught? That's a fact. You are beholding your Titan Kobo. Your pocket tied up. The difference is there. It's all about knowing it and walking in the light of it. God with this will suffice. Did you see those ordinary looking people? 200 megawatts of power. And now you are called in one nation, another nation. What? How? When did you tell me to become an expert? The covenant just opened the door. My prayer is that from today, you'll never be under any more financial burden in your life. Well, somebody's, why do they think that seed means money? No, we didn't say so. The Bible says so. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, and verse 6, 8. Can stop there. But I say that he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. And so every according as he purposes in his heart, so let it give. So sowing is given. Not grudgingly, not falsely, because God loves a cheerful giver. And in return, God will make all grace abound towards you, so that you always having all sufficiency in all things, all sufficiency in all things, all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. The purpose of that earth is to keep increasing in good works. Keep increasing in good works. Advancing the kingdom of God, blessing the needy around you, as a lifestyle. You are not saying it, doing it to be seen. You just have a good understanding of it. That was all the indeed Job to God. Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on the earth. Amen. Because he was eyes to the blind. He was feet to the lame. Because which he knew not, he searched out. Rescue the poor from the mouth of those who want to eat them up. Was the father of all the widows. That endeared him to God. As long as I've done it for any of these who have done it for me. And he became the greatest of all men in the East. He became the greatest of all men in the East. Great names are going to rise here. Everyone at the sound of my voice today is a potential great name. May you not sell off God's purpose for your life with a muscle of meat. May it become the way of life for you from heaven. Now it defines it in Philippians chapter 4 verse 15. You Philippians know that, you know, the gospel, no church communicated with me concerning giving and receiving, but you only. So, sowing and reaping is giving and receiving. And what will happen? My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. All your needs. All your needs. Sweet Jesus. Now, this is one covenant that does not only address financial issues, it addresses all issues of our life. Interestingly, this covenant provides room for everybody to engage. How do you engage? From the place where you are. Start now. It's the only way to create a future. Start from where you are now. That's how the covenant works. From the place where thou art, look northward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which you see unto you, I give it. But start from where you are now. No pressure. God is not in need. You don't help the needy. Somebody has to get there. Simple. There's nothing special about you or me. Somebody has to be on the line to sort them out. I had an experience recently. There was this little boy I saw walking on campus and with half bottle of water, this water bottle, and was tattered. This is school time. So I said, hey, boy, what's happening? Why are you not in school? My mother could not pay the school fees. What kind of public school? Where's your mother? It's on the field. Nowhere to stay. My siblings say, yes. The two others are with my mother. Where do you stay? Outside on the field. No. I called immediately for someone who helps me to deal with such things. Get me a house quickly, quickly, quickly. Somebody's already late. And I say, immediately move him now to camp house. I'll pay. Tell them I'll pay. Now, why we got him at the house for someone to take her there? Somebody has showed up and said, I've gotten you a house and furniture. So there is nothing in you or me. God has reserved people to help the poor. He wants them helped. He wants them comfortable. So you don't do it, somebody else will do it. Nothing to brag about. And he said, no, we don't have to do Papa with that. He's taken care of. The same money, they were going to take her to the fourth house. When we were getting report that the house, I asked them to find, I've been found. I can't even remember what they did with the house now, but man, I just missed it. If I got the day before, it will come before this one. But I didn't see her anyway. And I didn't see her until when they have settled down in the campus and they came to see me. How she looks like, I don't know. My God, this is the way up. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That you may abound on every good work. You are in it? Anybody who comes here to look for money and don't know the purpose, God won't give you. God will make it. You need to know. You have problem paying tithe. Where are you going? Where will you start advancing the kingdom? If the one that secures your life is of no value to you, that the business born for your sake is of no value to you, when will you start advancing the kingdom? The business tonight is that God has enlisted you in the company of Empowered for Wealth Army. Amen. And it will become a real life experience for you. Let me hear your loudest amen, everybody. Let me hear your loudest amen if you are there. Let me quickly share with you for a few minutes the fringe benefits of this covenant.
It has power to address all your needs. And you will agree with me that your needs are beyond just financial things. All your needs. Let's look at nine of those fringe benefits very quickly. Number one, the first effect of this covenant was aversion of curses. I will no longer curse earth anymore for man's sake. It was in response to the sacrifice of Noah in Genesis 8, 20 to 22. The curse on the earth was averted. So this covenant has power to break every generational, diabolical, satanic, sinister curses in anyone's life. And you need to know it before you have it. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. The covenant has power to destroy the siege of the wicked over our lives. Can I hear your amen? Amen. No one returns from this feast with any trace of original curse hanging on his or her life. Many are in the covenant but don't know that it has this to offer. They don't know it has this to offer. But when the covenant showed up, the first effect was to avert curse or curses. Number two, it guarantees divine protection. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of God of Jacob defend thee. Psalm 20 verse 1 to 3. Send thee help from his sanctuary when you are attacked. And send thee out of sight. He remembers your offerings and sacrifices. Amen. So your offering speaks in your favor in the day of an attack. In Psalm 1 verse 1 to 3, watch. Blessed is he that considereth the poor, the Lord will deliver him in the time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth, and thou shalt deliver him unto the will of his enemies. So it cocoons you. The covenant covers you against satanic assault. The Lord will send him upon the bed of languishing, that he may call his bed in his sickness. Get up, go to work. Get up, go to work. He guarantees divine protection in the kind of wicked world that we live in. The Lord will defend thee and shall have plenty of silver, because written by the terms of the covenant of prosperity. How many believe that his blessings make and have no sorrow? So his blessings wipes away the sorrows of men. There are people here today that if Jesus studies the next 40 years, you'll be smiling all the way. You saw those addicted givers in 2 Corinthians chapter 8. The abundance of their joy. Abundance of their joy. And a deep poverty, my God. Can't the two go together? The abundance of their joy and their deep poverty. Every true giver experiences a kind of joy. The Bible calls joy unspeakable, full of glory. Because blessings make it rich and it has no sorrow. There shall be no more sorrow in your life. Depression will never be traceable in your territory. It keeps you jumping and bouncing all your life.
Amen. All your life. Awesome God. These are things that money cannot buy. Can money deliver you in the day of trouble? No. Can money deliver against the assaults of the wicked one? No. But the covenant of abundance does. That's when God blesses, it does not allow sorrow to hang around you. Can I hear your laugh? Amen. Yeah. And I will rebuild the devourer for your sake. Well, no more loss. No more wasted labor. No more wasted energy. No more wasted resources. It engenders all-round rest. All-round rest. All-round rest. They made a covenant to serve, they offered sacrifices unto him, and the Lord gave them rest. Run about. And it was so restful that the Bible records there was no more war. Amen. Many have left the war from now. This land will be to you a war-free zone. A war-free zone. Everything here will be working in your favor. Everything here will be working in your favor. And now, the covenant provokes favor. Fearful favor. Let them shout for joy. Favor is righteous cause. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified that has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Favor, 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 favor. Let's go there, Psalm 35 and verse 27. Let them shout for joy that favor my righteous God. Everyone that favors heaven's agenda on earth enjoys fearful favor in return. Psalm 102 verse 13 to 15. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, the time to favor her, yea, the said time is come. For thy servants, favor the stone of Zion. The servant takes pleasure in the stone of Zion and favor the dust thereof. Therefore, the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. Fearful favor in return for your lining up with the covenant. Fearful favor in return for your lining up with the most in the kingdom of God. Fearful favor. I'll receive that tonight in the name of Jesus. Say with me, nothing is like favor. So you'll never be granted anymore. Without any background check, Joseph became the heir of Potiphar's house. Without reference to the case that brought Joseph to the prison, he became the head of every inmate. He shouldn't be near it. Nothing flies like favor. And you interpret something, they can't even give you out. At least send 2 feet from the prison to go to your village. You took the throne. Favor. Nothing flies like favor. Now, watch from this moment on as we receive the word from the Lord. Favor will keep changing your level. Favor will keep changing your level. Favor will keep changing your level. Favor, we keep changing your level. Favor, we keep changing your level. Favor, we keep changing your level. Favor is loaded with virtues. Among them is, he that findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, or was obtained favor from the Lord. Loaded with too many virtues. Whatever is missing in any man's life, favor has the power to bring it in. In grand size. To bring it in grand size. You never, never suffer losses again. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, watch what drama here is the miracle of sound health. It engenders health and vitality. Blessed is the man that considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. It will strengthen him up the bed of languishing. It will make all his bed in his sickness. There is the story of John D. Rockefeller, who was attacked by a cancer and was told he would not see his 52nd birthday. He had all the money to assess any level of medical assistance, but that was the end of the story. He now parted 50% of all his takes to bless humanity, and I could hear God smiling on him from home. No, such fellows should not die. No. Distributors on this earth. He will be 93. Huh? The more he gave, not to the story, the healthier he became. The more he gave, the healthier he would have just appeared to heaven at 52. He was here till 93. The more he gave, the healthier he became. The more he gave, that is the health connection with this covenant. You can spend all your earnings in life and not be any better when attacked by the enemy. That woman in Luke chapter 8 spent all her living upon physicians and was nothing better. Nothing better. But the covenant has a provision for restoration of your health, rejuvenation of your health within it. So Abraham was strong. See 175. There is no report of sickness. Giving is living. Giving is living. Giving is living. Just hold your breath, my friend, for about 10 minutes. Well, Dr. Paul is here. He can resuscitate you. Just hold it back. When you stop giving it, you stop living. You stop living. Look, giving carbon dioxide, I'm not giving again. Nonsense. These plants have not said thank you to me all this time. Amen. You stop giving because no one you give say thanks, you will quench. It's like you stop breathing because the plants have never said thank you to you. As the plant said thank you to you in your life, even when you put your nose on it, you say, get carbon dioxide free. He won't say thank you. Amen. But we giving is living. Living a cost free life. A fear free life. A sickness free life. A life of abundance. A life of joy and rejoicing. Giving is living. Lift up your right hand to heaven, everybody. Give God thanks. Giving is living. 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 In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. You can imagine somebody just collecting oxygen all the day and won't let go
of his own carbon dioxide. He's a collector. Amen. You know, man gathered a lot of substance. Say, I have enough to eat and to live upon until I die. God said, you are dead already. There's no point to die. You die now. You keep going, collecting oxygen, and collecting and collecting from everywhere. That is the struggle of collectors. And I want to please tell my co-laborers who are pastors, don't be a collector. Be a distributor, amen. Don't be a collector. In those days in church, we were very, very messy, so I could see everybody. And I would tell it, look for that business, number two to that row. I need to see him. Because you are singing, he's not singing. He might be hungry. And then there is something in my pocket. So much. Bring it out. Place on his hand. And bless him. This is the last day to think of what to eat next. Yeah. I pity ministers who are just collectors. You don't prosper by what you receive.
Yes, sir.
Prosper by what you give. Yes. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Stop jumping about what you receive. It's a responsibility, covenant responsibility, to give. Because it contains bread and seed. You eat the two together, you finish tomorrow. Active men and women in church who are not givers. Activity and seed sowing, they are not the same. They are different. He runs up and down, yes. That does mean he has a plantation. Praise God. Can you carry your basket to a field and start harvesting? They say, well, they have been sowing activity. If you know the farm meets you there, well, we speak in tongues. Amen. You don't sow financial seed, you are not entitled to financial harvest. So, get ready. One more time with me. Giving is living. Give the Lord the biggest clap offering. What our church gave during the Kenya bomb blast some years back is said by the Red Cross as the largest they have ever seen since the Civil War. This church rose to bail out for these victims of natural disaster. And I tell you something, we sent relief to Uganda, relief to this, to Liberia, sent to everywhere. You had my son Shani today. 200 Liberians needed recovery. God give us the privilege to do what we can do there. That's life. Giving is living. No one lacks what he gives. You only lack what to give. There's one that scatters it and yet has more. There's one that withholds more than is required and tends more to penury. The liberal soul shall be made fat. The waters shall be watered unto. I know the level of investment we made during coronavirus noise. Praise God. Globally. Giving is living. Someone said they are printing money. Come and print. Just order for it. I've not seen people just think like they don't have brains. You are printing money and they don't know the place. What a nation. Some system is no more than cockroach. You just need to sit down and think. We have a nation where there are very few thinkers. Something is working. Find out what's making it to work. You're interested. Line up with it.
as the Lord gives. Nobody will find where you used to be anymore. Give the Lord one more a big clap offering. Thank you, Jesus. Quickly, before the blessings that will terminate every sorrow in your life. The moment you receive the truth, and God sees that you have received the truth, it begins to unleash what accompanies that on your life. On this mountain, my God, wipe away tears from off all faces. And the reproach of his people, he will take away from all the earth. You won't see shame and reproach again. There are people here tonight, across the nations of the earth, who are a part of this prophetic feast tonight, and you know that you are not born again yet. I'd like to pray with you. Wherever you are tonight, you want to surrender your life to Jesus, become a child of God, be free from the power of sin, secure a place for yourself in eternity through the blood of Jesus. Wherever you are, please stand to your feet and I'll pray with you. Stand to your feet. I'll pray with you. Across our various assemblies around the world at this time, you want to surrender your life to Christ, please stand to your feet. And in other places, please move towards the altar. But here at the tabernacle, just stay on there where you are. You don't have that much time, and you'll be prayed for. There are also people here tonight that need to rededicate their life to Christ. You won't just be hearing the stories, you'll be experiencing the power of the word in your life. Wherever you are, you want to return so you can be restored. Stand up to your feet also, and I'll pray at the same time. You want to return back to the Father, please stand to your feet. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Wherever you are, stand to your feet. Somebody else is standing wherever you are now. Please stand. Amen. Until the prodigal son returned, his color was not restored. A broken branch of a tree is dead. It's only a matter of time. Now that you have a chance, you want to reconnect back to Heavenly Father and not playing in the middle of the road is a risk. That now, and Jesus will receive you back with an open arm. God bless you. All the ones who are standing up here in the tabernacle, please move towards the aisles, and then some officials are there to attend to you. Bow your heads in prayers, please. Lift up your right hand wherever you are and pray for your faith after me. Say after me, Lord Jesus. Say it loud, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you tonight. Forgive me all my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again, that I may be justified. Right now, I believe my sins are now forgiven. I'm justified by your blood. I'm saved. I'm born again. I'm restored to the faith. I'm now a child of God. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Amen. Now, keep your hands up and pray. Father, I pray over these special souls. Your hands have brought them in today. Let the same grace preserve them. I cover each of you with the blood of Jesus. You will run this race to the end. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Give the Lord a hand. Congratulations. Complete your forms. And pray among the church officials that are around with you. Shall we all rise, please? Amen. How many have seen the covenant in a new light? How many are determined to engage with it? In 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 7, you are bound in knowledge. And in your law also, see that you are bound in this grace also. Grace answers to us on the altar of prayer. How many desire the given grace on their life? That will make you a tireless giver all the days of your life. How many desire the distributor's grace on their life? Them that are rich among you too, not to be high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who gives us all things pleasure and joy, that they do good. Ready to distribute, willing to communicate. They are by laying in store against the time come that they may lay hold on eternal life. Giving is living. Giving is living. You are helping nobody.
Yeah.
You are helping yourself.
Yes.
You're breathing out. My daughter is not helping nobody. He's helping you. But beloved son, you're breathing out. It's not to my benefit. You don't breathe out. You can breathe off. Hello, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know, I'm a local man. Never study medicine. Who are you blessing by breathing out?
Yourself.
Are you sure?
Yourself.
Medically proven. Amen. I found a new way of living. I found a new life in Christ. I got the fruit of the Spirit. I'm abiding in Him. How many have found a new way of living right now? Now watch. If every member of every church will be committed to the well-being of the needy, in various churches, it will be a great family. Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen.
Great family.
Yeah. To see someone and just love him or her, I said, the Lord is going to change your story.
Yes.
This seed I put in your hand, it will turn things around for you.
Yeah.
That's life. And that's how we're getting back to.
Yeah.
There was none among them that lacked.
Yes.
That's the church. The church of Christ. That's the church of Christ. My God. Some little child cannot go to school and you are there. And what he will need to go to school is less than your entertainment budget per week. Malt here, orange juice, apple juice, all of you. Amen. Praise God. My family has been given scholarships since 92. We are just growing. We are just enjoying it. It's a way of life.
Yes.
There's no struggle about it. I know we are going to be mansions in heaven. So there's no point in struggling. You can't live in two houses here. Only one. God help me. Get back home and make my people rich. By unveiling to them the mystery of the covenant. Lift up your hands. There are many in this commission, there are many sons of the prophets,
yes,
who are not going through the financial stress at all. Today, I decree your addition on the list. There are men and women, young and old, who have came from the land of Egypt and are experiencing the blessing of their promised land. Today I see you added to that list. May every giving, every free benefit that accompanies the covenant of giving and receiving begin to be made manifest in your life in a new way. Nothing will take away your joy. Nothing will take away your joy. Let me say a word to the people that are presently in some need and others coming as bailout agents of heaven for them. Anything they give you, give out of it. Otherwise, you'll be on the line for
yeah.
Give out of it.
Yeah.
You didn't beg for it. Favor created you.
Yeah.
To see whether what brought you down, you have learned better.
Yeah.
how to go. So give you 1,000, the tithe of it is 100 naira.
That's right.
They rented you a house, that's okay. But they give you a seat. And you don't learn to give. You remain in the lack agenda.
Yeah.
No, no. You give.
Yes.
Okay. You give. Give your way out of poverty. Give your way out of poverty syndrome. You give. There is nothing they give that can bail you out. It will only aid you for a moment. It is what to give that secures the future. It's to give that secures the future. It's what to give that secures the future. If I give you corn and you eat all of them, I will still need to give you next year. But I have other people that I need to give. So it may not be your turn next year. Amen. How can you live a cornless life for a whole year? So when you chew half of it, then you will have to give yourself. Next year.
Yeah.
They said they should be looking after us. Amen. The joy of giving.
Yeah, yeah.
The triumph in giving.
Yeah.
The abundance in giving.
Right.
The protection in giving.
Yeah.
The defense in giving. I decree manifestations in your life. Not the favor that giving provokes, that gives you what you are never qualified for, begin to experience it from now. No one under the sound of my voice tonight will lack a testimony. Now listen, no matter what attack may be your head, if you have received this word tonight, you are waking up in the morning to a brand new world. My God is getting you out of that bed of sickness. He put Adam to sleep. And then carry out an operation. As you go to bed tonight, the great physician will carry out an operation on your life. You wake up as a surprise to yourself. In the name of Jesus. Someone here had the cancer of the mouth and returned from outside the country too late, that's what they say. And she took a cancerous mouth, she had in the grave. Then he appeared to him in the night, to her in the night, and said, open mouth, dressed in white like someone in the theater, ripped the stuff out of his head. Woke up in the morning carefully. That physician will visit someone tonight. We were in UK and I taught on this physician of place in the night. There was this woman that had some crisis on her waist, and in the night the physician showed up and began to draw out things like spaghetti strands, yellowish, from her waist. Everything sorted. Now, tonight, I decree on this prophetic feast mountain that you wake up in the morning without any trace of sickness. Givers are entitled to healthy living. Therefore, your commitment to a giving life tonight entitles you to healing, health, and wholeness. For everyone presently on the giving platform, in the name of the Lord Jesus, every fringe benefit listed begins to manifest in your life. the marital destiny of someone open tonight. The business and career of someone opens up tonight. The destiny of someone's children opens up tonight. In the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. And so shall it be. In the name of Jesus. I pray that the financial rest that this commission enjoys for the last 40 years will start manifesting in your life. The no begging, no borrowing, no strong grace that's upon this commission through the ministry of giving, receive it now in the name of Jesus. Can I tell you where we're coming from? At an offering one day, about 10,000, I mean 10 naira, and somebody needed 10 naira. Somebody, the whole church service was 10 naira, and somebody needed 10 naira, and I said, give it to him. He was the Melchizedek of that service. That's all we have. Give it to him. Yes. The whole offering of the church was given to one person. Yes. 1984. And that's where we're coming from. Yes. We are not collectors. No. From that level, that seemingly miserable level, you call it. But where you are is good enough to start. Where you are is good enough to start. Where you are is good enough to start. Grace to stay on. To stay on is brought to you tonight. Tomorrow is the last night. And the last night is everybody's night. The last night is everybody's night. It was a night to be much remembered.
Yes.
The night when God brought out Israel out of Egypt. All the host of Israel went up out of Egypt. Everyone in tomorrow's service night is coming out of their Egypt final. Called barren, we carry their desired number of children. Everyone in any form of spare will come out early tomorrow. The purpose for which anyone came to this feast, where you are around the world, shall be delivered like a dream of the night. Prayer you have prayed on this mountain will return back home with you as answers. Every correction you have received from here will speak testimonies in return. Every reposition you have made here will keep speaking for life in your life. Crises in homes will disappear like a vapor. There shall be no more issues of separation and divorce in this place. No one's children here will break their heart. Not one person will bury their children. This good land affords a good old age. That shall become the new identity of your family. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. Please come prepare tomorrow. It's the night that every participant in this feast will march out of their Egypt forever. It's going to be a highly prophetic night. Get set for it. Because your word does come at any point in time. And may you grab it as it comes. Lift up those two hands and give God thanks. Amen. Give Him glory.